Soul USA avec Idrissa Seloudia.
Bienvenue à Soul USA. Un peu de nostalgie pour une certaine génération.
Et l'occasion pour une nouvelle génération
de découvrir la vraie musique.
Oh Idrissa, passe-moi les oignons verts et chauffe-moi ça.
Chers amis de la vraie musique, de nouveau avec vous, Idrissa Seloudia pour un retour dans les endroits mythiques de la soul. Récemment, je vous ai passé des extraits d'un CD datant de 1993 et intitulé « The Muscle Shoals Sound, 3614 Jackson Highway ». 3614 Jackson Highway, c'était l'adresse du premier studio occupé par Jimmy Johnson, Barry Beckett, Roger Hawkins et David Hoods quand ils ont quitté Fame et Rick Hall en 1969. Mais le CD ou CD contient des morceaux enregistrés, non seulement dans ce petit studio et celui qui allait le remplacer sur les rives du Tennessee à Sheffield, mais aussi à Quincy et bien sûr à Fame. I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, le seul morceau enregistré entièrement à Muscle Shoals par Aretha Franklin et son premier gros hit avec Atlantic. Bien sûr, après ce hit, Aretha a enregistré des albums historiques avec la section rythmique de Muscle Shoals. Elle était au piano dans ce morceau. Maintenant, un protégé d'Otis Redding, Arthur Conley. Dancing with the music. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Good music, sweet soul music, Art Conley. Eh bien, ce morceau, c'était une production d'Otis Redding. Le guitariste Jimmy Johnson était à la console. C'était numéro 2 pop et numéro 2 R&B en 1967. J'oubliais de vous dire que le morceau d'Aretha Franklin, Never Loved the Man the Way I Love You, était numéro 9 pop et numéro 1 R&B. El Mama, une composition de Clarence Carter, rendue célèbre par Etta James, Tell Mama. Barry Beckett et Spoon Oldham étaient au clavier, Jimmy Johnson et Albert Jr. Law à la guitare, David Hoad à la basse, Roger Hawkins à la batterie, Gene Bowlegs Miller à la trompette, Charlie Chalmers, James Mitchell, Floyd Newman et Aaron Warnell au saxophone. C'était une production de Rick Hall et c'était enregistré à Fame Recording Studio à Muscle Shoals en 1967. Je me suis laissé dire que c'était le dernier morceau enregistré par mes amis de la section rythmique avant qu'ils ne quittent Rick Hall et Fame pour créer leur propre studio.
I want a good man.
men in life think that women were made to be abused and used. Girls, the same thing applied to you. But we all fail to realize that what goes up must come down. And you've got to reap just what you sow. Girls, so let's take your time and try to find somebody to love you and that will appreciate you. And that's why
Uptight Good Man, Laura Lee, une composition de Dan Penn et Spooner Oldham. Mais je dois ajouter que Jimmy Johnson est aussi auteur-compositeur de ce morceau, bien qu'on ne voit pas son nom ici, mais je l'ai vu dans d'autres reprises de ce morceau avec Laura Lee. Tout comme Etta James, Laura Lee avait été envoyée à Muscle Shoals par Leonard Chess du label Chess de Chicago, après le gros succès remporté par Aretha Franklin quand elle s'est rendue à Muscle Shoals.
I found a woman, I felt I truly loved. She was everything I'd ever been dreaming of, but she was bad, I didn't know it. Her pretty smile never did show it. All I knew is what I could see, and I knew I wanted her for me. I took her home to mama. Mama wanted to see my future bride. She looked at us both, and then she called me to her side. She said, son, take time to know her. It's not an overnight plan. Take time to know her. Please don't rush into this thing. But I didn't listen to mama. I went straight to the church. I just couldn't wait to have a little girl of mine. When I got off from work, the preacher was there, so was my future bride. He looked at us both and then he called me to his side. He said, son, take time to know her. It's not an overnight plan. Better take time to know her. Please, please don't rush into this thing. Well, it looked like everything was gonna turn out all right. And then I came home a little early one night. And there she was, kissing on another man. Now I know what mama meant when she took me by the hand and said, son, take time. It's not an overnight plan. Take time. Please don't rush into this thing. Take time.
Take time to know her. Don't rush into the thing. Pussy Sledge. Je dois avouer que j'aime ce morceau plus que When a Man Loves a Woman, étant donné mon grand amour pour la guitare. Je trouve très beau le travail de Jimmy Johnson et de Eddie Hinton dans ce morceau, les deux grands guitaristes de Muscle Shoals, dans ce morceau de Pussy Sledge, enregistré à Quinby, toujours à Sheffield, à Muscle Shoals. Quand on dit Muscle Shoals, il y a Muscle Shoals, il y a Sheffield, il y a Tuscumbia. Il y a aussi Florence, n'est-ce pas? Donc Florence, Tuscumbia, Muscle Shoals et Sheffield, c'est cette région que l'on appelle les Shoals. Et c'était numéro 6 R&B et numéro 11 pop. Et c'était enregistré à Quinby, un studio tout près de Muscle Shoals à Sheffield.
What would I give for just a few moments? What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. Oh, I need you so. Love, oh love, how sweet it is. When you steal it, darling, let me tell you something now. How sweet it is. Now I know it's wrong, the things I ask you to do. But please believe me, darling, I don't mean to hurt you. But could you just slip away without him knowing you're gone? Then we could meet somewhere, somewhere where we're both are not known. And just can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. I need you so. Oh, can you slip away, baby? I'd like to see you right now, darling. Can you slip away?
Can you slip away now, baby? Clarence Carter, il était à la guitare aussi, et Spooner Oldham au piano, Barry Beckett à l'orgue, Jimmy Johnson et Albert Lowe Jr. à la guitare, Tommy Cogbill à la place de David Hood. Avant David Hood, il y avait Tommy Cogbill à la basse, Roger Hawkins toujours à la batterie. C'était numéro 2 R&B et numéro 6 pop, en avril 1968. Un morceau qui allait être considéré comme le début du genre Southern Rock avec le guitariste Duane Allman des Allman Brothers, Hey Jude de Wilson Pickett.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let in your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made, made to go out and get her.
down. You found her, now go on out and get her. But remember to let her in your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
Je suis sûr que John Lennon et Paul McCartney n'avaient pas reconnu leur Hey Jude après que lui ait été traité à la sauce soul par Wilson Pickett et surtout par Duane Allman à la guitare. Et c'est le début, selon Jimmy Johnson, qui était à la guitare rythmique, c'était le début de ce qu'on a appelé par la suite Southern Rock. Jerry Jamotte était à la basse. Et on avait aussi Clayton Ivey à l'orgue et Barry Beckett au piano électrique. Quand ils ont quitté Muscle Shoals, je veux dire Fame et Rick Hall, la section rythmique de Muscle Shoals avec le nouveau studio à 3614 Jackson Highway avait du mal à trouver un hit. N'est-ce pas? Il y a des gens qui passaient, qui enregistraient. Mais il a fallu un certain Arby Graves avec Take a Letter, Maria pour que ça recommence à marcher.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. Kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife.
Et le titre c'était Take a Letter, Maria. C'était numéro 2 pop et numéro 10 R&B.
Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Once I rode to work nights to try to build a good life. All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say
I won't be coming home. Got a start a new life. We'll take a letter for me. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Got a start a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand. But she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter.
Dans un instant, un bref bulletin d'information en direct de Washington, directly from Washington. On se retrouve après pour la seconde partie de Soul USA.
Washington, la voix de l'Amérique, tous les soirs à partir de 18h30 temps universel et les matins du lundi au vendredi à partir de 5h30 TU.
h30 temps universel, 2h30 ici à Washington, au micro Chérubin Dorsil pour un tour d'horizon de l'actualité. L'opposition et la société civile du Burkina Faso devaient valider ce dimanche après-midi leur plan pour une transition civile avant des négociations délicates avec l'armée pour obtenir son retrait rapide du pouvoir. Ce projet de charte de la transition a fait l'objet de négociations depuis jeudi à la veille de la visite lundi du président de l'Union africaine. Selon l'AFP, une soixantaine de délégués réunis à Ouagadougou ont bouclé l'examen point par point de ce document élaboré par une commission ad hoc qui dévoile leur vision du futur régime intérimaire pour une durée d'un an maximum, avec un gouvernement, un parlement et un président de la transition. Ces mêmes délégués se sont retrouvés aujourd'hui pour passer en revue le texte amendé hier samedi afin de le valider. Le texte validé sera remis ce soir ou demain lundi aux autorités militaires pour examen, selon les représentants de la société civile cités par l'AFP. Puis les protagonistes de la crise discuteront avec l'armée pour parvenir à un document unique. Les militaires qui ont pris les rênes du Burkina Faso après la chute de Blaise Compaoré le 31 octobre, au terme de 27 ans de règne, ont promis, sous la pression de la population et de la communauté internationale, de rendre rapidement le pouvoir aux civils. Des hommes d'affaires africains se sont engagés à donner 28 millions de dollars pour lutter contre l'épidémie d'Ebola, annonce un communiqué de l'Union africaine à Addis Abeba. Ce fonds d'aide, qui sera géré par l'UA et la Banque africaine de développement, servira à équiper le personnel médical qui lutte contre l'extension de l'épidémie, qui touche principalement trois pays d'Afrique de l'Ouest, la Guinée, le Libéria et la Sierra Leone. L'OMS a publié le 7 novembre un nouveau bilan établi le 4 novembre, faisant état de 4 960 morts dans 8 pays sur 13 268 cas d'Ebola. La commission électorale de la Zambie a débuté les préparatifs pour faire élire le successeur du président Michael Sata. L'information a été communiquée aujourd'hui par le directeur adjoint des opérations électorales, Chamba Chela. Déjà en 2008, il a fallu organiser de nouvelles élections pour remplacer le président Levi Mwanawasa, décédé au pouvoir en Zambie. La communauté arabe d'Israël a protesté ce dimanche contre la mort d'un jeune abattu par la police dans un village proche de Nazareth. Khey Hamdan, 22 ans, a été tué hier matin alors qu'il s'opposait à l'arrestation d'un proche. Ce dimanche, magasins et écoles étaient fermés et il y a eu des manifestations et affrontements avec les forces de l'ordre. Les villes arabes d'Israël ont rejoint la protestation, poussant les autorités à relever le niveau d'alerte, souligne l'agence France-Presse. Un spectacle haut en couleur et ponctué d'un lâcher de ballon lumineux. C'est ainsi qu'a pris fin le week-end commémorant le 25e anniversaire de la chute du mur de Berlin. Ce mur qui a divisé cette ville pendant plus de 28 ans. L'AFP fait état de la présence de plusieurs centaines de milliers de personnes massées à la porte de Brandebourg et dans tout le centre de Berlin pour assister au lâcher de quelques 7000 ballons sur une portion de 15 km de l'ancien tracé du mur. La chute du mur de Berlin a montré que les rêves peuvent devenir réalité, a jugé la chancelière allemande Angela Merkel au cours de cette journée de commémoration. Deux citoyens américains libérés par le gouvernement nord-coréen sont maintenant en sécurité aux États-Unis. Kenneth Bay et Matthew Todd Miller sont arrivés à 5h GMT sur une base militaire à Washington, un état de la côte Pacifique. Ils étaient accompagnés de celui qui a négocié leur libération, le directeur national des agences de renseignement, James Clapper. Dans un bref point de presse à son arrivée, Kenneth Bay a remercié ceux qui l'ont soutenu, encouragé et qui ne l'ont point lâché pendant sa captivité. Les pourparlers directs entre le secrétaire d'État américain John Kerry et son homologue iranien Mohammad Javad Zarif vont s'étendre sur un deuxième jour. Ils ont lieu 2 semaines avant la date butoir pour la signature d'un accord nucléaire. Selon le président Obama, les États-Unis et le groupe 5+1 ont offert à l'Iran une proposition de base pour un accord, mais rien n'est certain jusqu'à présent.
Washington, la voix de l'Amérique, tous les soirs à partir de 18h30, temps universel, et les matins du lundi au vendredi à partir de 5h30, TU.
De nouveau avec vous, Idrissa Seloudia, pour la seconde partie de Soul USA. Nous allons continuer d'écouter des extraits du CD ou CD de Muscle Shoals Sound, 3614 Jackson Highway.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through. My son is all left up to you. Two days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm A strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids are grown, the angels took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years. Saying, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patches,
Patches, Clarence Carter, avec le départ de Jimmy Johnson et du reste de la section rythmique, Rick Hall de Fame a continué à connaître du succès. Patches était un de ses succès avec sa nouvelle section rythmique. Pendant ce temps, en face, à Muscle Shoals Sound, Jimmy, Eddie Hinton, David Hood, Roger Hawkins avait enregistré, Barry Beckett bien entendu, avait enregistré ce succès phénoménal des Staple Singers, I'll Take You There.
Oh, huh. I know a place. Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no. Lying to the races. Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me now.
I'll take you there.
Help me all.
I'll take you there.
Oh,
I'll Take You There de Staples Singers avec bien entendu Mavis Staples et ses sœurs Cleota, son père Robert Pop et sa sœur Yvonne Staples. Eh bien, dans le récent film ou documentaire consacré à Muscle Shoals, Jimmy Johnson, le guitariste, racontait que quand Paul Simon a entendu ce morceau, il a aussitôt appelé Al Bell, qui était le producteur de Stax et aussi un des propriétaires de studio, pour lui demander de lui prêter sa section rythmique jamaïcaine. C'est à quoi Al Bell lui a rétorqué « Eh bien, tiens-toi bien, Paul, cette section est plutôt pâle. »
Western Union. Telegram for Merle Hardy. Sign here, please.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Tim, this is from Barbara.
Oh, what is she talking about, man?
She says she still loves me. She can't do without me. And she'll be here tomorrow.
What? I thought you had settled all of that, man.
Hey, man, you see, you just don't understand. I never stopped loving her. I just wasn't ready to accept the love she was willing to give. But if she still loves me, there's nothing in the world that can keep us from making it this time.
Starting all over again is gonna be rough. So rough. But we're gonna make it.
Oh yeah.
Starting all over as friends is gonna be tough. But we gotta face it. We lost what we had. That's what hurt us so bad.
Ooh, yeah.
It set us back 1,000 years.
But we gonna make it up.
Oh, yes, we.
Though I know it's gonna be rough to erase all the hate and tears.
It's gonna be hard, but I pray that the Lord will help us make it.
Yeah.
Starting all over again is gonna be slow.
We both know
that we can make it.
We gotta take life as it comes. Right or wrong,
we still gotta take it.
It's an uphill climb.
Oh, yes.
To the finish line. But we're gonna try just one more time.
Ooh.
Starting All Over Again, Mel and Tim, à Muscle Shoals Sound. Eh bien, Eddie Hinton n'était plus en ce moment-là, c'était en 1972. Eddie Hinton n'était plus à Muscle Shoals Sound, où il était remplacé à la guitare par Pete Carr Pitcar qui était cette fois-ci au sitar électrique, je dis bien sitar, S-I-T-A-R. Et Jimmy Johnson était à la guitare rythmique. Barry Beckett était toujours là au piano électrique. Clayton Ivey à l'orgue. David Hood à la basse et bien entendu Roger Hawkins à la batterie. Ah, maintenant, l'incomparable Clarence Carter, ce tour de force de Clarence Carter.
I just like to take a little of your time here to talk about two words that folks always like to use. They always talk about making love. Yeah, making love. But have you ever sit down to think about everything that's got life in it likes to make love? Did you know that? Why horses like to make love? Cows like to make love? And mosquitoes like to make love? And human beings like to make love. But now, it's one thing about them horses and cows and mosquitoes and things. When they get ready to make love, I don't care what they had, they make love right now. Don't make no difference what they had. But now, we human beings, we just a little bit different from that. Some of us that's got a lot of money, we like to go way up in an airplane somewhere and make love. And then there are those of us who like to wait till Sunday afternoon, and then we go way out on a boat in the water somewhere and make love. Oh, but children, there are those of us who ain't never had nothing, ain't got nothing now, and don't ever expect to get a doggone thing. So what we like to do, we like to get ourselves about 50 cents worth of gas, and we like to drive way down a country road somewhere. Oh, and children, we like to make love on the back seat of a car, children. Oh, but maybe one of the sad things about making love is that folks like to slip around. Oh, you know, I know some men that's got some good women. Women that'll stay at home all the long week and don't worry about going nowhere. While the man just runs around with every Mary Jane and Sue he can find, off somewhere making love. But children, men are not the only ones that like to slip around. Why, women like to slip around too. How many times have you heard some women sitting down talking and you hear one tell the rest of them, she said, I sure wish he'd stay at home sometime, cause I'm tired of him following me around everywhere I go. She wants to slip around so she can make love. Well, I tell you, it makes no difference if you came from the city, and don't matter if you came from the country. And some of you out there under the sound of my voice may have come from the suburbs. But I'd like to suggest to you one of the best places I know that you can go to make love. And that place is at the dark end of the street. That's where we
Making Love at the Dark End of the Street, Clarence Carter a fame en 1969. Eh bien, nous allons terminer avec Joe Tex, un des géants de la soul, décédé le 13 août 1982. Incroyable, 32 ans déjà. Joe aurait eu aujourd'hui 79 ans. Il est accompagné en studio dans la plupart de ses albums par la section rythmique d'American, Reddy Young, Tommy Cockbill, Gene Chrisman, Bobby Emmons et Bobby Wood, Skinny Legs and all.
Ahead of that woman like she don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs, you know that ain't no way to do. You didn't act like that when you had it home behind closed doors. All right. Now you act like you're ashamed of the woman. Don't even want nobody to know she's yours. But that's all right. You just walk on, baby. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Because there's some man somewhere who'll take you, baby, skinny legs and all. That's right. Keep on walking, baby. Show you what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Now, who'll take the woman with the skinny legs? Stand right there, baby. I'm gonna give you away in a minute. Come on, somebody, please take the lady with the skinny legs.
I don't know.
Now, y'all know the lady with skinny legs got to have somebody, too, now. Well, somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs, please.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby.
Why don't you take it?
Shut up, fool. I don't want no one with no skinny legs. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a Clyde, but no. See, I know the kind of women Clyde like. Little Leroy will take her. Say, Leroy, you got it. You won't act like that man ain't yours. Just cause he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out the cleaners, that's all. All right. All right. You act like that man don't belong to you. Go on over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Say, you ain't gonna do what? That's all. You just walk on, mister. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Because there's some woman somewhere who'll take you, Mr. Raggedy Clothes. Yes, there is. Let's keep on walking.
Skinny Legs and All, Joe Tex, c'était numéro 2 en 1967 à cause du succès de ce morceau. Joe a cru qu'il devait faire, comme au cinéma, un Skinny Legs and All Part 2. Et c'était Men Are Getting Scarce.
Girls, listen. I want to pull your coats to something. Listen to this. Men are getting scarce, yeah. They're getting scarce as hen's teeth, yeah. Men are getting scarce, girls. They're getting scarce as hen's teeth, yeah. There used to be a time when a woman could get a man with just her charms. Now in order for a woman to get a man, she gotta take him, she gotta take him, she gotta take him, she gotta take him out.
Voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. J'espère que notre sélection vous aura plu. Vous étiez en compagnie d'Idrissa Seloudia. À la prochaine.
They said, child, that's my car. Soon as it gets to running bad, she said, I don't want that old car, that's his car. Listen, she was silly, man. She
said the other day. She said, it runs hot, it burns on. This old car is beat and run down. The other day, the battery fell dead right in the heart of town, embarrassing me. Well, let me tell you one thing, baby. You tell that man to get a tune-up on that car, get some new set of spark plugs, some brand new tires, and a new water pump, and you keep that man going. Let me tell you one thing right now. And that's mighty scarce. Hold it, Van, hold it. Hold it, hold it. Hold it, Van, hold it, hold it, hold it. Hold it a minute. Say, Miss Lady, now you just gonna sit there at that table and eat all the barbecue and ain't gonna give me none. Say, what? Oh, not you again. Say, Leroy, here's this woman with them skinny legs again. She got a greasy mouth this time. Come over and get this greasy mouth woman. She remind me of them folks up in Navasota, Texas, eating barbecue and drinking red soda water on the 19th of June. Look here. Give me a piece of that barbecue and kiss me with your greasy mouth, sir. Y'all was talking to this woman the other day. Now, here's a woman that was going to quit her man because he wasn't making enough money on his job. Talking about how much tax Uncle Sam take out of his money. She went on to say something like this. She said, they take tax and more tax, and he keep on taking that tax. Why he take so much money from my man when he ain't got enough to relax? Well, let me tell you one thing, baby. You let that man stay on that Louisiana job, and let him keep bringing home that little $7,250 every week, and you keep that man, because Uncle Sam is going to get his, baby.